Hey, this is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper, the founder of The Catalyst Method, and I'm going to review our Catalyst group programming for the week ahead. But first, I want to talk to you about optimizing, not pulverizing. You ever felt the urge to give 110% on every workout, leaving the gym with your tank utterly empty and your body screaming for mercy? If so, you might think that you're maximizing your gains in the gym, but the truth could actually be the opposite. When you put your body through rigorous, high-intensity workouts every single day, you don't give it a chance to recover. Your body needs time to adapt and supercompensate or improve itself. Consistently going hard prevents your body from bouncing back stronger, which sets the stage for fatigue, overuse injuries, and even potential muscle loss. So how do you optimize your exercise routine instead of just treating your body like a punching bag? Well, here's some actionable steps. First, work with a coach. The value of expert advice can't be overstated. A coach will help you identify your weaknesses and create a tailored workout program that ensures you're hitting all the crucial aspects of fitness, not just strength or endurance. And on a daily basis, a coach will tell you when to pick it up and when to back off. Number two is incorporate rest days. Your body grows stronger during the recovery phase. That's when it supercompensates and comes back stronger. So make sure that you have at least one or two rest days in your weekly routine where you either don't exercise at all or you engage in very light, low impact zone one activities. Third, vary your intensity. Not every gym session should be a, go hard till you drop ordeal. Implement low-intensity, steady-state cardio, zone 2 work, zone 1 work, or just focus on mobility and flexibility on some days. Fourth, listen to your body. The more experienced you are at exercising, the more you should be in tune with what your body's telling you. If you're feeling run down or you're experiencing persistent aches and pains or even a short bout of depression, it might be time to dial back the intensity or just take an extra rest day. Fifth is nutrition and hydration. What you put in your body is more important than what you do with it. Ensure that you're eating a balanced diet, meaning lots of proteins, lots of carbs, and healthy fats, and staying hydrated, especially on workout days. And finally, number six is mindfulness. A well-rounded approach to fitness also includes stress management. If you have high-intensity workouts every single day, that adds cortisol into your bloodstream, and your body can't tell the difference between mental stress and physical stress. And so you just get more and more stressed out physically and mentally. Imagine that your body's like a car engine. If you always just drive, foot to the floor, pedal to the metal, eventually the engine will wear out or something will break. Similarly, if you go hard in the gym every single day without rest or variation, your body engine will wear out too. You'll become tired more quickly, you'll start losing strength, and you might even get injured. In the long run, you actually move further away from being the strong, fit person that you want to be. Let's talk about our group programming this week. Now, our clients at Catalyst fall into two camps. There's personal training clients and there's group clients. Everybody gets coaching. People who do our group program approach fitness in a broader and general sense. You're going to do strength sometimes. You're going to do some zone 2 aerobic sometimes. You're going to do some high intensity interval training sometimes. And often you're going to combine them. And the reason is that we want to build this broad base of fitness. Now, people with specific goals, though, work one-on-one with a coach or one-on-one with a coach, but in a small group, and the coach gives them a specific program for them. That program changes over time. In fact, the program just keeps getting better and better and better as the coach and the client learn what they adapt to the best. And so today we're going to be talking about our group program, but if you want a specific program for you, you can book a no sweat intro with our team from catalystgym.com. Monday, August the 12th is the start of our week, and we're going to be doing a classic CrossFit workout for high intensity interval training. This is called Annie. It's a named workout, which means it's a benchmark, which means that you should test yourself on this workout again and again over time. The interesting thing about Annie is that it is both a test of your aerobic fitness and your dexterity. So when you're tired, do you actually lose some of your physical skills? So Annie is a combination of double unders. You jump once, the rope passes under you twice, and sit-ups. But if you're not consistently good at double unders, if you can't get at least 20 in a row, you should stick with single skips and then just practice double unders in your spare time. Because the real test of Annie is how well your feet can move and how well you maintain your coordination when you're tired. There's no point in just whipping yourself with a skipping rope and trying to get double unders and taking 20 minutes, 30 minutes on this workout. You should be able to do it in under 20 minutes, and you should be able to do the skips pretty much unbroken. If you can't do that, don't do double unders. That's okay. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to be doing a combination of strength and then aerobic work. I shouldn't say combination. I'm going to say one and then the other. And we split things up on purpose. We want to achieve the maximal metabolic benefit that we can from the aerobic work. So we're going to start with our strength work. We're going to be doing a pull-up variation. So you might be doing a pull-down. You might be doing a pull-up. You might be doing a pull-up with a band assist. You might be doing a prone row, laying on your back and pulling up to the rings. But we want to do something that's challenging for 5 reps. And then we want to do that 5 times. And then we're going to be practicing a hang clean, 5 reps, 5 times. Same thing. You want to be able to do it with good form, but it should be challenging for every single set. If you're building up and building up and building up to a heavy weight, you've gone too light to start. Don't count the first set. The aerobic portion that we're going to be doing on the 13th is 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off for 5 rounds of an air squat, a push-up, a box step-up, a dip, and then a knee raise. So what you'll do is you'll do air squats for 30 seconds, rest for 30 seconds, do push-ups for 30 seconds, rest for 30 seconds, box step-ups for 30 seconds, rest for 30 seconds, dips for 30 seconds, rest for 30 seconds, and then knee raises for 30 seconds, rest for 30 seconds. And you go through that 5 times. Now, remember that the purpose of aerobic conditioning is to metabolize fat. And so you have to be moving at a slow enough speed that your body can keep up using only fat for energy. If you start going too fast or rushing or you're breathing hard, your body can't use fat for energy and it flips the carb switch and you're working on something completely different now. We really want to stay in an aerobic state. And one way to do that is to breathe through your nose the whole time. If you can't breathe fast enough through your nose, slow down. On the 14th, we got a big day. We're going to start off with a high intensity interval training workout. This is another CrossFit benchmark called Helen. And this is a beautiful measure of your anaerobic fitness. So here's what happens. In Helen, you do 3 rounds. First, you run 400 meters as fast as you can. Then you're going to do 21 kettlebell swings. Then you're going to do 12 pull-ups. It's a beautiful combination of this all-out sprint to elevate your heart rate with kettlebell swings, which you close your glutes, you do the Valsalva maneuver. It's hard to take a deep breath because you're like bracing your spine. And so your heart rate stays high. And then you've got to do pull-ups, which is like a strength move. And you know, if you can swing into like 12 pull-ups straight, good for you, but you're going to build up lactic acid and then you go back out on the run again. And so your heart rate just keeps escalating. Lactic acid continues to build. You're building anaerobic capacity here. This is beautiful because in times of emergency, you will be able to function at a very high level. When you're performing a sport, for example, you'll be able to perform at a high level, but also if you're pushing a car out of a ditch, if you're fighting something, right? Or, you know, you're running from something or to something. This is what Helen trains you to do. It's life's emergencies. Life tends to happen in zone 2, steady state, or in zone 5. And Helen is all about getting into zone 5. Then we're going to be doing a strength portion. We're going to be doing some dumbbell curls, some dumbbell presses, some dumbbell rows, and some dumbbell walking lunges. This is really all about filling in all the gaps in your strength. We want to be broad and general and inclusive with our fitness. We don't just want to be specific and going hard on stuff every single day. On the 15th, we're going to start with another HIIT workout. And this time we're going to do, and this is on the clock for time, it's going to feel like a game. You're going to do 15 clean and jerks, 21 sit-ups, and 21 back extensions. Then you're going to go 12 clean and jerks, 21 sit-ups, 21 back extensions, and then 9 clean and jerks, 21 sit-ups, 21 back extensions. So what we're doing here is we're training your core to brace itself and move efficiently when you're tired. Trust me, nothing gets you more tired faster than a clean and jerk for high reps. We want you to have good technique, but we really want your heart rate to go high so that you're bracing during the sit-ups and flexing your back extending your back during the back extensions, and you're breathing hard at the same time. Because let's face it, when you need that core strength is usually when everything else is working hard. You don't have time to like plant your feet and set up properly. From there, we're going to go into another strength workout. We're going to be doing some dumbbell sumo deadlift high pull. We're going to be doing some dumbbell front squats, some dumbbell floor presses, and 20 dumbbell hammer curls. And again, like this strength work will make you look good on the beach. There's no denying it. But more than anything else, what we want to do is just make sure that all of your connective tissue is strong, that there are no weak links in your chain. And finally, Friday, we've got an aerobic workout. We're going to be doing 3 rounds of 4 minutes each in zone 2. You're going to do a bike, a run, a row, or a box step up on a low box. Then you're going to be doing a minute of high plank shoulder taps. Then you're going to do 30 seconds of shoulder presses with your right arm and 30 seconds of shoulder presses with your left arm. Then you go 4 minutes of zone 2 in the next rotation. So if you did the bike for the first 4 minutes, you're going to do the run for the second 4 minutes, the row for the third 4 minutes, the box step up on a low box for the fourth. And this is going to be a longer workout. It's really set up to help you improve your aerobic capacity. That means burn fat, increase the insulin sensitivity of your muscles, improve your mood. Absolutely. You're going to feel bright. You're going to feel sunny, and you're going to feel hungry after this workout. And it's a perfect way to set up the weekend. If you're around Saturday, we'd love to have you in for our partner workout Saturday morning. We'll pair you with somebody. It's going to be fun. It's kind of a tag team event. It feels more like a game, but it is always a great workout. And it's just amazing to spend that first hour of your Saturday with friends doing something that's going to help you for the rest of your life. This is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper, and I will see you in the gym this week.